So not too long ago, I held this workshop at WPPI where I gave my top 30 creative strategies to get photography clients as fast as possible without paid ads. And it killed it. It sold out. It was incredible. I've been sitting on it for a little while and I've decided to bring it back. To bring it back and to give it directly to you. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to pay anything either. I just want to help you grow your business. Each day for 3 days, I'm going to share with you 10 ultra unique creative ways to attract dream clients to your photography business without spending a bunch of money. I'm calling this thing the 3 day client blitz, and it is pure gold. For 3 days, I'm going to give you so many creative ideas to get clients into your business right now. Just go to sixfigurephotography.com/blitz. sixfigurephotography.com/blitz. BLITZ. I can't wait to give you some incredible ideas.
You are listening to the Six Figure Photography Podcast with Ben Hartley and Rachel Griman.
Each week, a new episode will air to help you grow your business by winning more bookings, maximizing your profits, and breaking through your limiting beliefs. We got Rachel back. That's a good day.
I'm so excited to be here.
That's a good day when you got Rachel Griman in the house. So we'll catch up with Rachel here a little bit. She had a little vacation. We'll hear about that. But today, let's kind of give a summary of today. We started a four-part series last week. A four-part series on how we can use these rules of influence to not just get more people on our website. We spend so much time on the marketing side of things, you know, but like if we're marketing only and they're landing on the site and then they're not doing anything, they're not converting, it's just a whole lot of wasted energy. And so we got a four-part series on how to leverage four rules of influence to convert more visitors to your page into actual leads, filling out the contact form, pressing submit, and getting one step closer to booking you as their photographer. Last week, we talked about authority. This week, we are chatting a bit about scarcity. How do you use scarcity to get more clients? And I think we should also acknowledge, how do you use scarcity ethically, right? There's a whole lot of ways that you can kind of leverage scarcity in a not so ethical way. We'll talk about how to do it the right way, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So welcome, everybody. Rachel, I was just saying off air, it's tricky going solo on these shows these days. You know, I'm used to just having this lovely energy on the other side to just like riff with, you know, help to tone me down a bit at times. And solo was rough. So I hope it was worth it.
Maybe sometimes they need aggressive Ben.
Yeah. Yeah,
you need to let him out of his cage every once in a while.
Maybe not, you know, I don't know. Okay. So you were down in Florida. It was good. It was good for you.
Yes. Okay. It was amazing. I mean, I get why you live there. It's so sunny. It's so nice. Yep. I felt like I could breathe again. Mm. I stepped off the plane and I felt like my skin was like instantly moisturized coming from Denver because it's so dry here and the humidity is just so aggressive, but I loved it. My parents live in this weird Amish Mennonite community, and it's just like one of the weirdest places in America, and I love being there.
Sounds like there's a lot of dust there. It sounds like it's a lot of dust. Is there a lot of dust there? No, you don't get those brown boogers with all the dust, the dirt boogies? No. Sounds like
there. Oh, you mean in Denver?
I don't know, wherever your parents are from, whatever that place is that you just described.
Where my parents are, it's very quiet because people don't really drive cars. They drive these giant tricycles around with baskets in the back.
I think
and that's how they like get their groceries and stuff.
Huh. I think you mean dusty. I think you said it's very dusty.
It's not dusty. It's sandy. It's by the beach.
Interesting. So giant tricycles.
Yes.
Okay.
And you drive them everywhere. And my parents have like, I don't know, six of them. So
when you say drive them, they're not like, there's not a two stroke on it. Okay. Just making sure we're pedaling. Just to be clear, we are going to pedal.
Yes. But I mean, you use them instead of a car in the neighborhood because that's what everybody uses.
Got it. It sounds like there'd just be a lot of dust, like this, like dust kicking off the road from, you know, just pedaling these damn tricycles. There's a lot of kicking up of the dust. Okay. Well, anyway, we're talking a lot about where you escaped from.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great, though.
But I'm glad to be back, and I'm excited that I get to talk about this, because this is often used in copywriting. And people do it in a little bit of a tricky way, and I don't love that.
Mm,
so I'm glad that I get to have an opinion here.
Yeah, well, we've felt the BS of scarcity. All of us have, right? And let's speak to what scarcity is. Scarcity is where you essentially reduce the quantity of something, and in doing so, it makes it more valuable. When there's only a limited amount of things, this is why, like, the collector's items are priced the way they are. There's only a finite amount of things, and by doing so, it does increase the value, because once it's gone, it's gone, right? So that's...
Or the time. It can either be the amount of what you're offering or the time in which you can get it.
Yeah.
So that's how you can create some scarcity too.
Yeah. There's scarcity and there's urgency. And there is an overlap between the two. I tend to think of urgency more connected to time. Like, you've got to make a decision by, and like a timer, right? That creates a lot of urgency, which is also scarcity. It's a scarce amount of time. It's like a specific kind of scarcity. Yeah. And I think we've all felt it in a way that was like, I don't know about this, right? Usually on the internet.
And it feels arbitrary. It feels like you're making it up just to make more money.
Yep, yeah, for sure. It's a good example of this is when I see this all the time in the online marketing space. Let me know if anyone's fallen prey to this. I've made sure to not do this as an online educator because I've gotten so annoyed by it, where it's like you sign up for some webinar or something, and it's like the next webinar is in 6 minutes. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I just got it. And then you get in and it's just like a pre-recorded thing that is every 6 minutes nonstop. Like, that's a good example of like this false sense of scarcity, you know?
Yeah.
Do you have any other examples that came to mind for you?
I think just like anytime there's a launch about something, when people will, like, I have had launches where it's like, okay, this is only going to be available for a certain amount of time. Like, you cannot get it after this amount of time. And that's the truth. There's nothing wrong with that. But then people come back and they're like, well, I was on vacation, and so I wanted to be able to get in here. And it's like, I have always tried to be very ethical in that, like, hey, I can't honor this for you because everybody else that bought got it at that price because they did it when they did it. And I have heard of a lot of people, you know, cutting deals with people behind the scenes, like, oh, well, you can get it for this amount. Yeah. And it's like, that's not fair to all people who were present when it was actually on sale.
Yeah, for sure. That's been a big one, you know, like, because I'll do launches and it happens almost every time. There's like 2 days later, someone's like, oh man. And at a certain point, I have to make the conscious decision that my word, my reputation is more important than the $1,900 or whatever the number is that they want to exchange. Like, and it just is, it's a long game. It's a long-term play, but it does matter. I believe that.
And you have to think about every other person that gave you that money.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's like, they did it like according to the rules. So it's coming up again in a year. Good luck.
For sure.
So whatever it is.
So let's talk about how to use scarcity, to create more desire, on your website. And as we address each of these things, maybe we can kind of acknowledge some of the ways to like, to avoid doing it, right? That can be more of like this black hat kind of, approach. Rachel, how about you start with the first one and then I'll just go from there.
Sure. So first thing you can do is, I actually really love this idea, a notification bar on your site of your availability. And that can either be at the top of your page, not a pop-up, but just like a little banner, a little strip
across. Yeah.
Yeah. A banner, like what you're booking or when you're booked out until, or that kind of thing. Or it can just be on your contact page, like now booking this time, just anywhere on your website that you're kind of drawing attention to the fact that, like, hey, if you want me, this is when you can have me.
Yeah. I love the homepage for this. I love a standout bar, usually something that's brand colored, but it is like, it's separated. And yeah, it's like now booking for this. You can also do things like, even just saying, you know, limited availability. That's something that's like, that's, there's no lie there. It's just, hey, I have limited availability for 2024 dates. When you do get into knowing your actual numbers and you're starting to get close to like being booked up, you can start to speak to specifics. right? 7 dates remaining in 2024, mm-hmm. you know, and that mm-hmm. actually does have sway. What I would caution people to here is to not put like 3 dates left, you know, only 3 dates remaining for 2021. And you have more than 3 dates remaining. You know what I mean? Yes. Like that's where I was like,
be
that's again.
Honest.
Yes, exactly. But that's a great one. That's a really powerful tool. And that little link there, you can, you know, can take them directly to the contact form to fill that out. Right. So I love that mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. So on the contact form, actually, let's just go to number 2 on as another way to express scarcity is just to express it, to explain it on the contact form that like just because you fill out the contact form doesn't mean like that this is all going to work out. Right. And so I like to put this little phrase on my contact form. You could also do this on a thank you page, by the way. So you could have mm-hmm. it next to your contact form, or after they press submit, you could have it direct to a thank you page. And that thank you page can have a little message on it, right? Like, and so thank you for submitting the form, you know, and just giving them expectations. But even to be able to say something along the lines of like, it's really important that I work with the right clients just as much as it's important that you work with the right photographer. And because of this, you know, I don't take on every session that I'm approached about. And then you can manage expectations on when you will hear from them. And so it does kind of like, it puts a framing around things a little bit like, okay, mm-hmm. got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a little scarcity here.
Yeah, totally. And I also think that you can put something on there like, I'm only taking X number of clients in one, because I've definitely had clients that I've written for that are like, I'm only taking 10 weddings this year.
Yeah.
And so that kind of ticker tape of like, okay, like Ben said, only this amount left, only this amount left, yes. but you can put on your contact form, I am protecting my time this year and I'm only taking 10 weddings that are really, truly a good fit for me. So just keep that in mind, just because again, only do it if that's the honest truth. But, I think it does kind of signal to people that you are in high enough demand and you do kind of get to pick.
Yeah, for sure. We've got 2 more ideas to express, and some of these like overlap on how you could communicate these ideas. But these are just like great little brainstorms of ways that you can continue to express scarcity. Which one do you want to take, Rachel?
I'll take the last one.
Okay. Joy, you can do it now. It's not in order.
Okay, great. So I want to talk about future price increase, like notifying people that your price is going up in the future. This is something that I actually do every single year. I'll tell you my trick, my secret. Every December, I tell people that we are going to be raising our prices in January, because we do. We write about 60 websites a year, just like you're photographing, you know, anywhere between 20 to 30 weddings or 50 family sessions, whatever you do, you're that much better. So I am a firm believer in increasing our price every year. And so in December, I send out an email to my list and I say, hey, you can book a January slot right now for 2023 pricing, or I guess this year it would be 2024 pricing. But on January 1st, if you inquire after that, it's going up by $500 for each website. And I do this every year. And every year, December is our biggest booking month, because people that have wanted to book us for a long time, it gives them some motivation to reach out and say, I want to get on your books. I am ready to make the jump and I want to save $500, because that's a big deal. And it's not sleazy, because it's true. My prices do go up. And it gives people a heads up. And I feel like it's a service to people, especially right when their busy season is ending and the holidays are happening and they're trying to get a tax write off. It's like this perfect time to tell everyone, hey, if you get on my books, you're going to save some money right now.
Yeah.
And I think this is a great thing that you could do too as a photographer. There's no reason you can't do this, especially with a lot of people getting engaged over the holidays and that kind of thing. And it doesn't have to be the holidays. You could make an arbitrary one, like June 1st every year, you increase your prices. But I think it's a courtesy as much as it is a benefit for you to get a full calendar.
Love it. Yeah, I think this one has particular value for portrait photographers when you have reoccurring clients coming mm-hmm. in, you have an email list, you know, it makes a lot of sense. But it certainly can also apply to wedding photographers as well. Last one to talk about is one I think that really does also apply for portrait clients, right? And this is an approach where you actually create a wait list, like a wait list sign up to receive notification, you know, for when you are going to open your books for scheduling. I actually saw this play out really well in the tattoo space. I was looking to get a tattoo, didn't move forward with it. I was looking to get a tattoo and you didn't do it? No, I didn't care that much. Which is a good, you know, it's a good sign of like, okay, I guess I don't really want to permanently put something on me. Anyhow, so I was looking to get one though. And the structure for it was, you got on a wait list. And then there would be like a day that this artist would then book everybody for the next 6 months. So he would just have a single booking day, but you could only actually book with him as long as you were on the wait list. And so it creates a sense of like urgency and scarcity to like get on the wait list for when they're going to be, you know, when you're going to book for the next like 30 days of sessions. You could do this with something like a mini sessions. Like if you're going to do minis, any sort of holiday events or like special occasion sessions, that kind of stuff. Like, I'm going to be sitting on a wait list for, or even just busier periods of time. So if you know things get really busy in the fall, even if you're not doing minis, falls are the busiest season for me and they always sell out. This is stuff that you could say. And so if you would like to get on my wait list, to have first go at booking your fall session, get on the wait list here and then just be a place for them to fill in their email list. And you would reach out to those people first when it's time to book out your fall sessions, October, September, you know, that kind of stuff. And that could be a great way, to get this sense of like excitement, anticipation, urgency, scarcity, for your session. So I really like this for portrait photographers.
Yeah, it's so smart with minis too.
Yep. Yeah, very much. Guys, scarcity is a thing. It's absolutely a thing. And scarcity is, some people feel a little weird about scarcity. I just got to say, like, you don't do anything without a deadline. You just don't. And and this is the, like the same thing with your clients. Like they're not going to make decisions unless there's a limited amount or there is a deadline to make these decisions. And so, you know, even one last thing, and this is a little bit more urgency thing, like when you go to hang an offer out to a client, like you've gone over a quote or an estimate.
Yeah.
Like that is good for 24 hours or 48 hours or whatever it is, right? Like put some parameters around these things, because we need them to make decisions. I know I do. And if you're anything like me, you do too. And so let's use it.
Yeah. Use it to your advantage. And as long as you're being truthful about and honest about what the scarcity is, there's nothing sleazy about it.
Yeah. And when I say use it, like, again, I mentioned this with authority, with all of these rules of influence, you like they're, it's happening. It just is. These are just the phenomena of the human experience. Like they are just happening. And so you could either choose to turn your back to it and ignore it, in which case it's still happening. It's just happening negatively against you. Or we could choose to like acknowledge, hey, this is just how people work. This is how our minds work. We need motivation to actually make decisions, especially in modern day when we have so much information and we're constantly bombarded. Like we need there to be barriers. We need walls that help us to make the decisions that we actually do want to make. Right. And that's what these are. These are like little guidelines to help people make the right decision for themselves. So whether you're choosing to actually like leverage this or not, it's happening. It's taking place. My friends, I can't wait to see you in the next episode. We got two more that we're going to talk about next week. Should we tease it? Should we not tease it? What do you think, Rachel?
Let's surprise them.
Hey, until next week, keep showing up.
And be kind to yourself.
Bye.